All right, here we are back. We have a lot to offer this hour. We try to every hour, but Eric is back tonight as she is twice a week, and we bring you what we think is the most important medical and scientific information to consider. You remember, you have to make your choice. We don't tell you what to think. We never do. We just present information. Do we present all the information? No, we don't present information that is obviously flawed or bogus in our opinion. But again, that's our opinion. It's up to you. The Internet is a very treacherous, dangerous place now. Many, if not most all, of the key points of influence, power, and control in the alt media are completely controlled, if not created, opposition. Many of your favorite faces are working for the man. Sorry, but that's the reality of it. And we have plenty of proof over many decades to back that up. So, you must do your work. You must think, you must consider, you must evaluate, and then you can make your own decision. You don't even have to make a decision. You can keep it all under advisement if you want, and that's fine too. Just make sure you try to get the best material to put into your consideration basket, okay? All right, are you there, young lady?
I am.
Good evening. How cold is it there in the Antarctic?
Very cold. Well, you know, we're getting part of that cold front that came through.
The polar vortex.
You know, and being on the coast, it's we get a dampness in the air that makes it feel even colder.
Yeah, well, that can shake you up.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, it is
sure. Literally
bone-chilling.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Yeah. It's been sunny and no weather in the forecast, so I'll take it.
There's no weather out here either for probably 2 weeks. Nothing.
Well, that's par for the course where you are, right?
No, we had a lot of rain. What do we have? 800% of normal rain for the month of December, I think. Something like that. We had a lot of rain here. Anyway, that's okay. It's blue skies now, so no complaints. But it is nippy, no doubt. Mm. Now, while we're talking here, there are lots and lots of people in this country who are dying. Oh, everybody's dying, I get the joke. But lots of people are dying much more quickly than they should. And many of them are already gone. How many are dead because of the spike protein and the mRNA instructions to turn your body's cells into little death factories? Don't know how many. I'd say 20 million in 4 years. I don't think that's a terrible stretch. At least 10. No, it's got to be more than that. And you wouldn't notice. I've said this before. We've talked about this off air many times. You would not notice if 1 out of 10 people, and that would be 35 million people, were to vanish in a few months. You wouldn't notice if 1 out of 10 people were no longer walking around and talking or driving. You wouldn't. And there's 30 million people, 35. So it's very easy to sequester and hide what's really going on out there. It's not hard, most especially when you own the mainstream media side of the platform and you own the alt news side of the platform. And they do. They control it to one degree or another. And that's a fact. You don't have to accept it. That's just our opinion, but it's predicated on an awful lot of science and many, many decades of work in this field. So don't believe things at first glance. Even what I say, even what Erica says, consider. We'll give you the best material that we think you should consider. And from that, you have to make up your decisions. Okay. The saddest thing of all here, and we've said this many times, is the simple fact that the people behind the genocide on the global scale are behind the genocide on the continental scale here and on the American side of the ledger. People are being killed right now from spike, mRNA, and other things. Remember all of those up to 400 billion pieces of DNA that were supposedly just contaminants in each shot? BS. Not true. They're all put in there intentionally. We don't know what they're to do, but we do know that they are capable of apparently integrating and causing trouble. And that's another issue. It's not talked about. It came and went as a news item. Children. When a species turns on its children, when it takes away the joys of childhood, the wonder and the amazement of childhood, when it kills its own children, it is on the way out the door. Not to mention AI. This culture, this society, has turned on its children and is killing them en masse right now. And I kid you not. I'm going to play a little clip here in just a minute. A doctor, in fact, a man who owns the LA Times. He's a transplant surgeon. He's a very interesting man. So we're going to play that. It's just a little short clip. And then we're going to get into the big news. And I think for many of you, it'll leave you with almost a sense of disbelief. But it's happening. Okay, anything you want to add there? And I'll play Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong.
No, go ahead and roll it.
You have nothing to say? Just hang me out to dry like this?
All right. You covered it.
Okay. Here's the owner of the LA Times. He's a doctor, a transplant surgeon, a very wise scientific medical professional. Let's take a quick listen, just a minute long.
So this idea of the effectiveness and safety of the vaccines is real science. We need to talk about it. And guess what? Not only are we going to have two big crises about the recovery of California over the next decade, but we're going to have to address the rising incidence of cancer. For the first time in my career, I've seen an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old with colon cancer. The first time in my career, I've had a 13-year-old child in our clinic die of metastatic pancreatic cancer. We have to face this effectiveness and face reality. The good news is that we can do something about it. The good news now, there are effective therapies because we understand the science in such an immense way.
Now, what did Dr. Soon-Shiong not say? You didn't hear him say COVID vax. You didn't hear him say mRNA or spike. The spike is causing the cancers. These kids are all shot up in all likelihood, or they've been unfortunately shed upon. They're dying of cancer. That's not a childhood disease. So, Dr. Shiong, hopefully you'll come back around and figure it out at some point. But this is tragic to hear. He's not the only one. Every oncologist in this country and in Canada, you people in the North, you're seeing things that otherwise would never have happened unless this genocidal kill shot were given. And that is a fact. Does it mean everyone who got the shot is going to die? No, not necessarily. I would say their lives have probably been shortened to some degree. That's probably a fairly safe projection. But those who get hit hard with these shots are dead meat. They're gone. Some are gone in hours. Some are gone in months, weeks, a year, or two or three. Right now we're in that 3 to 5 year window for most shot takers. That seems to be where the majority of the vax injuries really begin to hit home for people. And for all of you out there who went through the holiday season alone, no friends, family turned on you because you're vax injured, etc., and there are a lot of you out there, you are not completely alone. We and all the good people listening right now care about what's been done to you and others. And we only wish there was a way to reverse it. Unfortunately, when you have been genetically altered by these bastards, you cannot take a pill and reverse it. All right. Your turn.
Well said. Well, to that end, I have a reader here, and this is representative of so many of these people that took the shots for whatever reason and are now paying dearly for it. And it's sad to see that, you know, a lot of them really did hang their stars on RFK, and I guess, well, you know, we'll see what happens. But many of them are beginning to realize his hands are tied. You know, he's answering to the same puppet master. So even though his intentions may be good, realistically, what is he going to accomplish for these people?
Realistically, only what they want to let him accomplish. No more, no less.
So here's a sorry post from one of these people. Next month marks 3 years since my one and only Pfizer. Everything I had lost, today I lost my one and only hope for this life, my fiancé. I can't describe in words how I feel. I feel my world collapsed. She was the one, only one who stood beside me. She was the only one who believed me and gave me confidence and power to go forward. I'm 32, I'm still terribly suffering. I've been out of work for the past 2.5 years, and now I've lost the only person who mattered and whom for I've would have sacrificed everything. She got tired of uncertainty, tired of me feeling sick. I got tired, and I feel like my whole life just collapsed under my feet. I'm lost, I'm scared, and I've lost all hope. I'm sorry for the depressing post. I don't want pity. I just have nowhere else to go, nobody to talk to, and I feel like I'm losing myself completely. I know, unfortunately, I'm not the only one to whom this has happened, but I know that she was the love of my life, and I certainly know that we would have been together now if this hadn't happened. I'm a guy, and I could provide. I could have been the man of the house because I was or am so sick that I couldn't be there for her. I feel sick to my stomach now. I'm so sorry about my post, but I didn't have anybody to talk to, and I feel like I'm losing it. One of many.
Yeah. Which one is that titled?
I forgot to put it in.
Okay, fine. I was just looking for it. Erica just said one of many. One of millions.
Yeah.
Who are suffering. Terribly. Alone. You heard the gentleman say alone. They are. These people are alone. It doesn't get any more lonely than that. At least I hope not. It's really terrible. All right, we have a number of readers that we're going to do later on shedding, dying from shedding. Okay? This is very serious business. All right, now, the big story today, and it is a big one, and it has to do with, I think, psychology. The psychology of fooling the masses, of tricking the masses, of sneaking things into the door while you're looking out the door. Goes right on by you. The headline at the top of headlines, where this video we're going to play is located, is entitled 48-Hour Constant AI Individual Body Cam Monitoring and Full-Time Drone Surveillance. Does that sound like sci-fi to you? It should. And that's just a little hint of what they have already rolled out. On Trump's second day, amongst the turmoil, turbulence, tumult, chaos, this has rolled out. This is a brave new world of science fiction tyranny. And it's already been decided upon, and it's going to be implemented, whether we like it or not. No, we cannot go to the ballot box and reverse it. We have nothing to say about this. All right, what I'm going to do, this is about, it's a Greg Reese video. Many of you know about Greg Reese. It's called The Reese Report. He does really good work many times. We totally agree. Sometimes we don't. But this is, he nails it. He got the story and was as shocked as we were. It's entitled AI Grid, as in dominant, complete control grid over all of us. AI Grid and mRNA shots, as in more coming, new ones, announced on Trump's second day in office. All right? Now, going to play this, then we're going to go back and play it a second time and stop it and take it apart, all of us together. You'll hear many things that ought to shock you. And I want you to pay close attention as how it is being released, announced, how it is being presented. It's being presented as a fait accompli. It's already done. You have nothing to say about this. There's nothing in here about, we're going to submit this to the voters and check with the people and see what they want, what they think. No, this is what they're doing. And it is being laid out in such a almost whimsical, matter-of-fact way. It's staggering. All right, I'm going to play this, and if you don't worry about getting it all, you're going to get some of it. And they just, this Larry Ellison is one of the speakers, and he's just kind of letting it out, like, oh, just, we're going to go down to the park and play a little baseball or whatever. No big deal, right? Wrong. All right, here we go. This is a Reese report, and it's about a little over five minutes long, and it's very important. Watch, notice how Trump acts, his behavior, his demeanor. Like, this is all no big deal. This is nothing terribly big. Now watch. Here we go.
If I'm in the future without their vaccine.
Could you just say one word? I hear so many positive things about what it's going to do.
I'm going to start that again so you can get the first part. All right, here we go.
At his very first press conference, President Trump announced plans for an AI healthcare system that can cure cancer. Artificial intelligence will create a gene sequence from everyone's blood sample and determine what kind of cancer you will die from in the future without their vaccine.
Could you just say one word? I hear so many positive things about what it's going to do for medical research and for solving things, cancer and all the different problems. How will AI help us with the fight against the various problems, diseases, etc.?
Okay, this is Sam Altman of OpenAI going to respond.
These guys can maybe share more about some of the work they're doing there. I think they'll jointly be some of the leaders about driving progress here. But I believe that as this technology progresses, we will see diseases get cured at an unprecedented rate.
One of the most exciting things we're working on, using the tools that Sam and Masa are providing.
This is Larry Ellison now speaking, the founder of, forget what it is now. Anyway, Oracle, that's it. Here we go, Larry Ellison.
Is a cancer vaccine. It's very interesting. It turns out, I'll be quick, all of our cancers, cancer tumors, little fragments of those tumors float around in your blood. So you can do early cancer detection. If you can do it using AI, you can do early cancer detection with a blood test. And using AI to look at the blood test, you can find the cancers that are actually seriously threatening the person. So we can, again, cancer diagnosis using AI has the promise of just being a simple blood test. Then beyond that, Once we gene sequence that cancer tumor, you can then vaccinate the person, design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate them against that cancer.
And it will only take 48 hours to make your custom vaccine. So the idea of safety trials doesn't even exist anymore.
And you can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine, you can make that robotically, again, using AI, in about 48 hours. So imagine early cancer detection, the development of a cancer vaccine for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
Thanks.
Yeah, just one second, we'll finish up. But you know, these are highly respected guys. I was shocked with Larry, because I don't even think Larry does this stuff. He did a very good job for a guy that doesn't do it much, right? But he's so respected, and the group, and it's really an honor. But for Larry to be here and do this is very unusual, because he doesn't do this stuff. He doesn't need it. He does, and you don't need it, do you? Huh? You don't need it. But I think it's an honor to the country. It's a great honor that this group, these are the top people, that they're going to do it, and they're going to do it here, and we're going to make it as easy as it can be.
Larry Ellison is the founder of Oracle, who is already building 10 data centers in Texas to revolutionize the healthcare industry with 48-hour AI vaccines and to keep the peace through mass surveillance and drones.
During a recent Oracle Q&A, Ellison said AI will soon play a major role in monitoring society through a vast network of interconnected cameras, including security systems, police body cams, and vehicle dash cams.
Everyone would see it. Your body cams would be transmitting that. The police will be on their best behavior, because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior, because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
Ellison's vision is for AI to analyze data from this network of cameras in real time in an attempt to prevent crime while also tracking and influencing public behavior for a safer society.
We have drones. If there's something going on in a shopping center, and I'll stop, a drone goes out there, I get there way faster than a police car. There's no reason for, by the way, high-speed chases. You shouldn't have high-speed chases between cars. You just have a drone follow the car. I mean, it's very, very simple.
Trump has been advocating for this since 2016.
The biometric entry-exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Meanwhile, the president of the United States is making billions on his meme coin.
Where is it today?
You made a lot of money, sir.
How much?
Several billion dollars, it seems like, in the last several days.
Several billion? That's peanuts for these guys.
Greg Reese reporting.
Okay, I think there was enough in there to catch most of your attention and shock you. It should. And we will go through it now in slower motion. And you'll notice at the end how when Trump was basically informed that, gee, he didn't know, his meme coin had made billions in the last day or two. And to throw that off and to deflect it, he made a joke about that. Sam Altman and Ellison, how they really had big money, and that few billion dollars to him was really didn't put him in the running. These people are not living on this planet. They're not living on our planet. Whatever world they live in has very little resemblance to the one that most of us live in. All right, any comments on this? And we're going to play it and kind of just take it apart, because it's huge what's in this little video.
All I can say is we sort of kind of knew it was coming, right? We hoped it wasn't, yeah. But here it is.
And look how they did it. They snuck it in the second day of his presidency, second term, and it's just people aren't going to catch it. It's already being announced formally. It's there. We just heard it.
Well, and it's being dressed up as something, you know, positive and beneficial.
Who doesn't want AI to cure cancer and other terrible diseases, right?
Well, now that they've given everybody cancer, right?
Of course. Of course. Who doesn't want it? because they're all ailing, or they will be. They can't figure it out that it came from the shots or shedding. Don't forget that shedding is real.
Or the virus. That virus is still that virus is an oncogenic virus.
It's bad.
Without question,
it is. It is. It is a cancer causer. That's the remember the injections, the vaccine, and the virus are both synthetic, and they are both carcinogenic, and they are both bioweapons. Don't forget that. These are not out there to help anyone. They're depopulation, genocidal bioweapons. All right, here's let's go through this again.
At his very first press conference, President Trump announced plans for an AI healthcare system that can cure cancer. Artificial intelligence will create a gene sequence from everyone's blood sample and determine what kind of cancer you will die from in the future without their vaccine.
Okay, there you go. There's the terror, right? And here's the solution. Problem, reaction, solution. They're setting it up. They've caused these cancers. They've caused the immunological collapse in people and dozens of other horrors and nightmares in human health. They've created all these things with their mRNA vaccines. And now the Japanese have taken it one step into further insanity by creating an mRNA self-amplifying, self-replicating, self-reproducing vaccine. This is madness beyond belief. There's no way out from this. And they're just shoving it under the door here. First press conference, second day in office, chaos everywhere. Here it is. Everybody reflexively wants the promise of AI to cure disease. They want that's a crowd. You can't lose with that one. And look what they're packaging with it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, don't forget, they're already trialing a bird flu version of this self-amplifying RNA vaccine here in the U.S.
Didn't know that.
If I recall, it's 200 people, but and I think they're
still
in the northwest corner of the country. But, you know, people are enrolled in these gene therapies, gene transfection, interventions, whatever you want to call them, you know, throughout the country, throughout the world. And mm-hmm. you don't know if the guy sitting next to you on a bus is one of those people and is shedding this crap.
No idea. And
so it's a whole new world.
For those of you who don't know, people are getting still the COVID vax all day long at every major outlet.
Yep.
CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, they're getting it. Go ahead.
No, I agree. You know, there's still a lot of fervor for these shots of all types.
It's shocking. Shocking.
I had that reader that we, was that Friday that we did that? The person that is vax injured, living with just 24/7 tinnitus.
Yeah.
That,
for
you know,
prided
himself on not getting any vaccines the last couple of years because he was a little apprehensive about getting another vaccine. But then he took the plunge and went out and got a flu shot, and now he's going to get a shingle shot. And
these, by the way, the flu shots, shingle shots, RSV, they're not mRNA this round. They're supposedly traditional,
right.
Correct?
All right. That's correct.
But wait till the next gen comes.
RNA technology that's publicly being marketed is the ones for dogs and cats, which is a self-amplifying RNA, but it's not in a lipid nanoparticle. It's in a viral capsid. But we don't know what if these things shed. You know, can your dog or cat make you sick after they've received one of these shots?
Well, we know vice versa. Happens.
Yeah.
We know dogs and cats have gone down from human shedding. Lots of them.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Let's go back to the video here. Now, this is Sammy Altman from OpenAI. He won't talk much. He's, I think, shy.
word. I hear so many positive things about what it's going to do for medical research and for solving things, cancer and all the different problems. How will AI help us with the fight against the various problems, diseases, etc.?
These guys can maybe share more about some of the work they're doing there. I think they'll jointly be some of the leaders about driving progress here. But I believe that as this technology progresses, we will see diseases get cured at an unprecedented rate.
Isn't that humorous? He never mentions the simple fact that this is an oncogenic condition that they have created. Not they particularly, but that humans have created. This spike protein is a cancer causer, period, end of story, and many other things. The next generation of mRNA that they're talking about here that AI will help design will have their own spike sort of some kind of protein will be in every one of them that probably will do no good, like the spike. We don't know. We won't know. All right, here. This is Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle. Now, this guy is slick. Watch.
Trump announced plans for an AI healthcare.
Whoops, hold on. I got to move back up here. All right, it jumped back on me. All right, here's Larry.
Precedented rate.
One of the most exciting things we're working on, using the tools that Sam and Masa are providing, is a cancer vaccine. It's very interesting. It turns out, I'll be quick, all of our cancers, cancer tumors, little fragments of those tumors float around in your blood.
Okay, let me stop it right there. What does that tell you about cancer? How does that make you feel when the doctors say, well, we're going to get that tumor, we'll get it all out? No, it's impossible, because it is a systemic issue with the body. The configuration of your overall health is full of cancer particles. Your blood, all of your body fluids, and it just happens to manifest itself in one, two, maybe three tumor locations where the body is trying to wall it off and build defenses around it. So you cannot go in and get it all. If you go in and get the tumor, you must make changes in your diet, in your attitude, and your overall way of living. You just can't keep doing what you were doing. This is a very multifaceted issue. So he didn't mention anything about how this cancer, this rise, this surge in cancer was caused. Of course not.
You can do early cancer detection. If you can do it using AI, you can do early cancer detection with a blood test. And using AI to look at the blood test, you can find the cancers that are actually seriously threatening the person. So we can, again, cancer diagnosis using AI has the promise of just being a simple blood test. Then beyond that, once we gene sequence that cancer tumor, you can then vaccinate the person, design a vaccine for every individual person to vaccinate them against that cancer.
And it will only take 48 hours to make your custom vaccine. So the idea of safety trials doesn't even exist anymore.
And
what's a long shot? Well, okay, just give me a median range of time for a safety trial for a vaccine. What's usual?
Oh, 10 years?
Something like that. 9, 10 years. Okay. So
at
we're talking about 48 hours. And they're going to make custom vaccines, mRNA vaccines, for each person who has been determined through a blood test analyzed by AI to have cancer, even pre-tumor cancer. That's what he's talking about here.
Can make that vaccine, that mRNA vaccine, you can make that robotically, again using AI, in about 48 hours. So imagine early cancer detection, the development of a cancer vaccine for your particular cancer aimed at you, and have that vaccine available in 48 hours. This is the promise of AI and the promise of the future.
Pretty easy sell, wouldn't you think, ladies and gentlemen? Who's going to deny that? Well, I don't want to know if I have cancer early. I don't want a vaccine to cure that cancer before it manifests.
You know, we have already shown that cancer is a metabolic disease. It isn't limited to the tumor. So if you think you're just going to give somebody a shot and eradicate a cancer and it's not going to come back or manifest somewhere else, it's really naive.
You're dreaming.
You're dreaming.
All right. Here's Donald Trump going to step up and say something.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, just one second, we'll finish up. But you know, these are highly respected guys. I was shocked with Larry because I don't even think Larry does this stuff. You did a very good job for a guy that doesn't do it much, right? But he's so respected, and the group, and it's really an honor. But for Larry to be here and do this is very unusual because he doesn't do this stuff. He doesn't need it. He does, and you don't need it, do you? Huh? You don't need it. But
what's Trump doing now? He's a showman. He's covering up, basically, and deflecting attention away from what was just said. That's how they do it. He's kind of kidding around a little bit.
I think it's an honor to the country. It's a great honor that this group, these are the top people, that they're going to do it, and they're going to do it here, and we're going to make it as easy as it can be.
Larry Ellison.
Okay. He said honor four times, maybe five. We're going to make it as easy as can be. Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Here. Mm-hmm. Here's Larry Ellison again. Now, pay attention. This is big.
Is the founder of Oracle, who is already building 10 data centers in Texas to revolutionize the healthcare industry with 48-hour AI vaccines, and to keep the peace through mass surveillance and drones.
During a recent Oracle Q&A, Ellison said AI will soon play a major role in monitoring society through a vast network of interconnected cameras, including security systems, police body cams, and vehicle dash cams.
Everyone would see it. Your body cams will be transmitting that.
Your body cams will be transmitting. That means you and I will have our own body cams. This is the vision and the plan. We're all supposed to have body cams so they can monitor what we do. The cops have them now, so we can allegedly monitor what they do. But they want all of us, they're planning to give all of us body cams, dash cams, etc.
The police will be on their best behavior, because we're constantly recording, watching and recording everything that's going on. Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
From your body cam, we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on by monitoring your body cam. And we'll be able to watch the police, too, from your perspective, from your body cam. This is what they're planning.
Ellison's vision is for AI to analyze data from this network of cameras in real time in an attempt to prevent crime while also tracking and influencing public behavior for a safer society.
We have drones. If there's something going on in a shopping center.
Public behavior for a safer society. And now Larry is going to talk to us about drones and what a vital role they are going to play in making a safer society.
Very first press conference. Whoops. President Trump announced plans.
I've got to go and move this. It keeps resetting, so forgive me while I move it forward.
Trump announced plans.
Here we go. Right up to that point. Where was he? Okay, here. Right here.
Also tracking and influencing public behavior for a safer society.
We have drones. If there's something going on in a shopping center, and I'll stop, a drone goes out there, I get there way faster than a police car. There's no reason for, by the way, high-speed chases. You shouldn't have high-speed chases between cars. You just have a drone follow the car. I mean, it's very, very simple.
Trump is...
Or the person, right? Citizen number you know, 98,322. The drone showed something odd. The body cam showed something odd enough to send a drone out to monitor that person. This is crazy.
Advocating for this since 2016.
Now, listen to what Trump said in 2016, but more than that, listen to the reaction of the audience, the mindless, brainless sheep yelling and screaming and cheering.
Biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Meanwhile,
proper tracking system of everything. That's what he's saying. And the idiots cheer and applaud, cheering their own demise.
President of the United States is making billions on his meme coin.
Where is it today?
You made a lot of money, sir.
How much?
Several billion dollars, it seems like, in the last several days.
Several billion? That's peanuts for these guys.
Greg Reese reporting.
See how I made fun of that on national television? They asked him, well, you made a lot of money. How much? He said, like he doesn't know. He knows. His coin made him several billion dollars. I forget how many. Some source said 25 billion. At any rate, rather than say, gee, that's great news, he passed it off, deflected it, and said, well, it's nothing to these guys, several billion dollars. Ha, ha, ha. They're just rubbing our faces in it. It's incredible. All right, so yeah. The plan is, and it's being deployed. It's already being deployed, believe me. You may not see it yet, but it's going to be there. They're going to give somebody an incentive for wearing a body cam to start it. They're going to do whatever it takes. If they have to make a law, they'll make a law. You must have a body cam for the good of society. This is 1984 times 10.
Yeah, it's here. The digital prison. It's here.
And they pass everything off under the umbrella of, well, AI is going to save our lives and make us healthy. Never mind what's making us sick. Never mind, Trump. It's a beautiful, beautiful vaccine, said Trump. He hasn't retreated one iota from that position.
Nope.
And the way he talked about...
He hasn't even addressed it.
No, he won't. No, he doesn't go there. And the way he talked in 2016 about this biometric, total, real-time data tracking, and the audience cheered. They're so stupid, people. Not you people. They call them sheeple for a reason. So that's the plan for you. Under the guise of AI saving your lives from cancer, which they have caused, and cancer is being spread through shedding. We've got some material on that, too, we might do. They're going to push body cams on the public. Ellison's not up there just beating his gums. He's telling you what's coming. And they roll this right through the door on the second day. All right. Where do we go on our readers here? What's first? Shedding from dating. Shedding number two. Shedding from dating. Those are three interesting ones.
You pick.
You don't always do that to me. All right, let's go with dying from shedding. We'll start there.
Okay.
Go ahead. We'll split this in half. Take the top two.
Okay. I can confirm that it is true. My younger brother, 30 years old, unvaccinated, has very aggressive throat cancer. He did PCR tests every day for several weeks to work, wearing a mask every day for months, and above all, he has a vaccinated girlfriend. For me, these are not coincidences. Everything is connected. And someone asked, can he get ivermectin and fenbendazole? Many say it's meant to help and possibly clear it.
And the reply to that, or reply is the right word. Yes, interesting that you asked the question. I have been informing myself for months through social networks. Best place for wisdom, isn't it? Social media. I study the subject. I have been informing my family and friends for months, but when it happens to people close to you, you feel completely destroyed and helpless. We actually started alternative treatments first, such as zeolite, nigella, SEACT, turmeric, high doses of vitamins, natural chemo effect, sugar-free diet, fenbendazole, but no ivermectin because it is impossible to find and impossible to find doctors to prescribe it. No, it's available. It's out there. We are from France. Natural medicine is prohibited here and unknown. You should know that the biopsy is dangerous. Getting a biopsy is dangerous because they cut the tumor to remove part of it. So there is a risk of spreading it. That's the truth. I never understood why people leap in. I guess they're told and they do what they're told. You cut open a tumor and it gets dumps right out in your bloodstream one way or the other. And, of course, cancer is already there. So you're actually spreading it by doing a biopsy. Not good. We managed in a very short time, thanks to the courage and seriousness of my brother, to block the aggressive evolution of the cancer. But the cancer continues its slow evolution. The very corrupt doctors took over him, scared him a lot with a possible tracheotomy, and now have managed to send him to hell with the classic protocols such as radiotherapy and chemotherapy. He is suffering. All right. See? There you go. Shedding. Girlfriend. Most likely. Shedding from dating, number one. Go ahead.
Oh, wait a second. We got one more here.
Oh, okay.
Another person says, yep, all connected. I just found out yesterday that a nurse I used to work with who took every COVID jab and booster, and I know that for a fact, her husband is now on dialysis and supposedly soon to die. I don't know if he got the jab, but knowing her, she probably made him. And if not, we have her consent, constant shedding around him, plus sexual transfer.
All right, I see another one here. I believe shedding is the cause of my son's diagnosis of hepatosplenic T-cell lymphoma, a very rare cancer. That's the one thing about this spike. It does trigger all kinds of very off-schedule cancers. He was unvaccinated but shared a dorm suite with three fully vaxxed young men. By the end of his freshman year, May 2023, he had begun exhibiting flu-like symptoms with persistent fevers. Over the summer, doctors had no answers until a CBC showed decreased red blood cells and platelets, and his liver panel, an ALT and AST, were elevated. Then a bone marrow biopsy was ordered, and in September 2023, we received the devastating news. He went through the standard treatment protocol for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Since this was a rare cancer, there is no specific treatment even on the books, which is several rounds of chemotherapy to get him to remission for a bone marrow transplant, but unfortunately all failed and my only child died in July. I've come across some data that showed T-cell lymphoma is on the rise since the mass COVID vaccination, and I've always believed this to be the cause of my son's death. Shortly, sadly, what I have feared over the past year has been validated. And there's one more.
I'm worried because I know someone unvaxxed who developed sudden clots after having intimacy with a vaxxed person. And a second case, the pureblood had sudden death after his wife got multiple doses. So I believe something is shedding. All right.
Shedding from dating.
How about, yeah, all right. We can do that.
Okay, how long is it here? There's three pieces on this one, right?
Two.
Oh, yes, two. All right, I got it. Well, we're almost out of time here. Let's see. These two, we can do these. All right. Go ahead with the first one.
I dated a guy last year who had one disco cookie. That's code for vaccine. I reacted terribly to him. The first and most notable reaction was extremely sore and swollen breasts that never went away until a few weeks after I left him. We were together for 9 months. During this time, I developed arthritic pain in my hands and feet, bone nodules on knuckles, extremely heavy periods, severe headaches, dizziness, fatigue, digestive issues. He was a wonderful man, and I'm still sad about it. A year later, recently, I went on a date with a guy who also had one cookie. Seemed fine on the first date. Second date, we kissed quite a lot, and the next day, I woke up with sore breasts. I tried to put it out of my head. The days later, the swelling and pain subsided. 2 days after that, I went on a third date. Lots of kissing and hand-holding. I woke up today, the day after, with the painful breasts again. So I have to call it off, and I am so sad about this. Does anyone else get these symptoms? I don't want to be alone forever.
Yes, I got swollen breasts and never-ending periods when I'm around them as well. I didn't work for a few years, no problems. Went back to work and right back into the symptoms. I have to take daily supplements, spike protein detox, to try to control the symptoms. In response to that, may I ask what is included in your protocol? I'm so very sorry you're suffering. And the response comes back. I take NAC 600 milligrams twice a day, quercetin 500 milligrams twice a day, and
Astaxanthin.
That was my next try. All right. Astaxanthin, 4 milligrams two times a day. My naturopath put me on these supplements, and it keeps my symptoms at bay. All right, but it doesn't remediate the cause, the triggers of the symptoms, which are coming directly from shedding the spike protein and, in all likelihood, the mRNA instructions as well, and maybe other things. We're not sure. No joke.
Yeah, it's some kind of poisoning. You know, at the very least, the spike is probably being shed. And if that gets into your body, it's attaching to these ACE2 and creating ACE2 receptors, creating just wild inflammation. And that spike is capable of interfering with, 300 different metabolic pathways?
Isn't that incredible?
And, a big one is just shutting down your ability to detoxify.
We're up against a monumentally monstrous biological weapon that has been turned loose on the world. And they knew when they built this that there were a certain number of people, a large percentage, 10, 20%, who wouldn't take the shots. And they had to figure out a way. How are we going to get these pathogens, these synthetic artificial pathogens, into the people who won't take the shots? No problem. Shedding. Exchanging body fluids. Breathing into someone's face. Simple skin-to-skin touching. Vaxxed, unvaxxed. Will spread it right through the skin. So these are very unpleasant things to talk about. But by God, they're the truth, and we're not going to hide it. You have a right to try to protect yourself to the best of your desires and your wishes. The government will not tell you any of these things. Never. So it's up to you. You have to choose.
There are still people who don't even know about shedding.
No. They don't have a clue.
And there's other people that just flat out, resist the idea that it's possible.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, we have to wrap this up. I hope this was informative for you to get an inside look at what they are planning for you with AI, with body cams. There'll be some incentive to carry about. A lot of people just do it if they're asked, told. And then they'll have drones. Drone will come. If a drone can trace a car that's running away from the police, they can certainly trace you. And there will be drones out there.
And cameras everywhere.
Over, following people. Yeah, there are cameras all over the place. You heard one of the people in there talked about more cams, too. So it's all coming. It's 1984 times 10 or more, and it's at the door. It's coming in. Okay. Thank you. Excellent. We'll talk soon. You be careful
okay.
out there.
All right. You too. Thanks, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
Okay. All right. We'll pause and be right back in just a few minutes. Hold on.